An amendment to the anti-air pollution laws had been submitted for vote at the ongoing session of the National People's Congress Standing Committee this week after driving ban provisions were removed. Lawmaker Hao Ruyu, arguing in support of the new move, says removing the driving restrictions will protect citizens' rights to property.
People pay to buy cars and pay taxes for the cars. Banning people from driving on certain days equates to deprivation of citizens' rights to property.
Hao Ruyu argues the provisions need to be removed immediately, noting the rapidly growing list of cities imposing driving bans. Allowing vehicles to be banned from the roads was first written in the draft amendment in December. However, it's been widely opposed by the public. The second draft was put forward in June. It added another clause suggesting local governments take into account public opinions before adopting such bans. NPC delegate Gu Xiangzu says instead of issuing bans on vehicles, authorities should scrap the idea of banning people from their vehicles.
Economic incentives, rather than a direct ban on driving, should be applied to restrict vehicles on the road for the sake of air quality.
At the same time, NPC delegates are suggesting it should be up to local governments and not the central authorities to determine whether or not driving bans should be imposed. Meanwhile, new calls are being made to increase fuel quality in China. Feng Baoshu is with the NPC's Law Committee.
The national fuel standards allow for more alkene and arane discharges than the standards for motor vehicles. These two chemicals have proven a major source of PM2.5.
Lawmakers at this week's sessions are also calling for legislation against the burning straw as well as new rules connected to aircraft fuels. For CRI, this is Yu Yang.